In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 17, Letter Number 6379, Baruch Hashem, the 8th of Tammuz, Heitav Shechai, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing it to the Jewish children that are in Gan Yisrael. That's the camp. Now, this particular language is from Gan Yisrael in Montreal. But the Rebbe sent a very similar note to many of the other camps. And the Rebbe says to all of those, and addressing it to those who, the counselors, headed by the counselors, the administration, and all the occupancies, Sheyichel Erechem Tavarechem, live for a long life, Shalom Uvracha. It is with pleasantness and with joy I got the report about the opening of the two camps of Gan Yisrael and the camp, the day camp. On the clear day, they're opening up on the clear day the Festival of Redemption on Yud Beis Tammuz that's coming upon us. I guess that's when they were going to open up the camps on the 12th of Tammuz. And the Rebbe prays for them that the opening and the beginning should be in a good and auspicious time, and to bring down success and the blessing in all matters of Gan Yisrael, physical and spiritual. And really, they are hinged one on another. And Gan Yisrael, really, the name is Gan Yisrael. That should be fitting to its name. A garden, it's called the Garden of Israel. That should raise good trees that carry good fruits, and which means a garden should make a beautiful garden, a beautiful place for trees. And may the verse be fulfilled in which it says, Yavai doidi liganoi, may my uncle, which refers to Hashem, come to his garden. So, which means we're making this a beautiful garden for Hashem. May Hashem doidi, which I could do, come to his garden, a dwelling place for him blessed. By, how do we make this such a beautiful garden for Hashem, where Hashem is going to come? By the good influence on the students, on the campers, diligence and devotion in learning our Torah, which is the living Torah, fulfilling mitzvahs with perfection, with a light and chassidish warmth. And the Rebbe says, I mean, I guess the camp wasn't really a place where they learned full time, but still, there is always learning and things like that, and the mitzvahs and doing these things. But the Rebbe emphasized it, not just doing it, but doing it with the warmth and the light of chassidish warmth and life, and making a beautiful garden, making it a Gan Yisrael. And the Rebbe says the merit of all those putting effort, they're helping in this, and the counselors who on the top, those are leading it. So the Rebbe blesses them, as is the expounding of our sages of blessed memory on the pasuk umatzdike harabim ki chichavim la'ilam void. Those who make the many righteous, meaning those who work like counselors, and they're helping bringing a lot of people, they will be shining like the stars forever. And those are the people that are teaching Torah and educating. So this should stand for them and their old family members for all that they need, physically and spiritually. The Rebbe blesses them for success, tremendous success. So this is a letter to Gan Yisrael, and the other ones in which the Rebbe is bringing out the point. He's happy that they're starting in the Yud Beis Tammuz, that was to Montreal, and the other camps, but the Rebbe is telling them they should make it into a garden and good fruits and bringing Hashem into that garden. And the Rebbe blesses all those that participants in the great schus that they have.